This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know the routine. If you want to join us, please do. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 15 articles combating the lies of the mainstream media, acronym SMM, MSM, the mainstream media, and you can check it out, friends, because you are being lied to in a big way today in this country. There's no doubt about it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. You can also do the same thing over on BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Click it on and join us on live chat. If you want to call us, we now have 127 radio stations across the United States of America. By the way, P.S. Posted Script, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country out of 67 radio show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that, and we know why you're listening. You're tired of the same old, same old. Well, you know what? If you're tired of the rhetorical, if you're tired of that circular reasoning, you know where the dog keeps chasing his tail, it's cool to get out of that system. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and over again and getting the same results. Well, there's a lot of people are listening today, friends, because they're sick and tired of that, okay? If you're a conservative radio show host or a Christian radio show host, this is why people are listening to us, okay? It's for none other reason. We're always making reference to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. They want answers. Those are the only two sources that we can go to for the answers, friends. But we, like Thomas Edison, have to be the strength of the Constitution to enforce the laws that are found there within, okay? So it's up to us to right the wrongs. So, again, if you want to check us out, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, folks. This is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. You get the points. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Did a service. We had the opportunity to preach last night in northern Minnesota. A business owner opened up his company. And there was less than, just to play it safe, there was less than 100 people there. I wasn't sure the exact number. I seen some pictures this morning. And there was a good crowd of people that showed up. And it was interesting because I began to expose the COVID-19 coronavirus hoax that's being perpetuated upon the American people today. And not a one of them came in with the mask on, friends. Not a one of them. Not a one of them sat 6 feet apart. Why? I said, why doesn't anybody have a mask on? You know what they said in unison, some of the people did yesterday at that meeting, friends? You know what they said back to me? They said, because we don't believe the narrative. They don't believe it. But it's interesting how you're seeing through totalitarian methods a government by force forcing the American people to stay 6 feet apart. Well, that's backfiring. We can see that happening all over the country today. Or you're going to have to wear a mask today. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Washington State Governor unlawfully makes not wearing a mask a misdemeanor crime. I'm curious. What is he going to make reference to when he prosecutes somebody for a misdemeanor for not wearing a mask? Mr. Governor over in the state of Washington, what law is it that you're talking about in the U.S. Constitution that you're going to enforce against somebody that doesn't follow your unconstitutional edict? It's unlaw, America. It's unlaw. That's what it's called. It's called unlaw. It's not constitutional. This is all un-American. This is all totalitarianism. Again, a government by force. And folks, they're trying to force it down your throat. But what happens when a guy, like a journalist, stands up in California and says, no. I'm going to take this game that they're trying to shove down our throats, and I'm going to take it and I'm going to push it back down their throats. Well, let's go to California. This is a journalist that took it to the city council, and I just want you to listen carefully as to how this is done. This is called righting the wrongs. This is called righting the wrongs.
Waiting for 2 hours and now getting 2 minutes. I'll get right to the point. This board is pretending that for the last 3 months, your emperor, Dr. Levin, has not been against a mask declaration. Now all of a sudden we're pretending that masks are everything, even forcing speakers to use masks. I would like the board to take a position. Was Dr. Levin wrong for those 3 months? And if he was this wrong, why has he not been removed? Why has he not been fired for being so catastrophically wrong? Or do you not really believe he was wrong? You're just wearing these masks because it is a signal of your great virtue.
Damn!
Damn. That's
because
great.
For the last 3 months, we have not worn them. And Ventura County has done outstandingly well and continues to do outstandingly well because we are not Los Angeles. We are not New York City. We never were going to be any of those things. Ironically, this is one of the few things Dr. Levin was actually right about. He has been wrong about everything. Mm-hmm. He is the one who told us we would have 400 to 600 hospitalizations a day. He revised that to 200 to 400 a day. We still haven't reached that in 1 day. We're barely over 200 for the entire ordeal that you guys have put us through. We now have panicked over 51 total hospitalizations in a county with 8 hospitals. Can you people do math? Can you please do basic math and understand where we are on this? This is not a crisis. You, however, have created one. You, in an effort to try to prevent all death, when we've had 43 deaths, have now ended all relevant life. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And this will never be forgotten. Mm-hmm. Ever be forgotten. You will all be held accountable eventually, in this life or the next. You all better hope there is no hell, because when you die, that's where you're going. And guess what? You're not going to be dying of COVID either. Thank you.
There you go. So, folks, that's how you do it. You take their game and you shove it right back down their throats. There's no other way. Hey, folks, let me say this, and let me say this in a lawful manner. When the American people figure out that this is criminal fraud being perpetuated upon them through totalitarian methods, un-American government, many of these governors and many of these mayors, let me say it and make myself clear here, they're going to be a hunted people. And I'm talking lawfully. I'm not talking unlawfully. They're going to be removed, Article 2, Section 4. They're going to be charged, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and they're going to be prosecuted. But it's up to us to do that. But people are catching on, and I praise God for it. Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hey, so let's just knock some of these out of the park as soon as we can here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We just heard from a journalist that took those said representatives that are clearly working for special interest groups trying to force an agenda down our throat, literally, that they cannot prove, standing up against the city council and taking it back to themselves. I want you to make clear as to what I'm saying here, folks. When the people in this country understand the perpetual fraud that's being shoved down your throats by force, unlawfully, unconstitutionally, and illegally, I'm telling you what, many of these governors and mayors and those in federal government, they're going to be hunted people. And I'm talking about hunting them down lawfully and charging them and prosecuting them for their fraud against we the people. They're not working for me and you, friends. They're working for special interest groups. What they're doing is illegal. Just for the record, okay? Well, let me show you what the law does state. I have a friend. His name is Dr. John Diamond. He's out of Pennsylvania, and I'm going to let he himself introduce himself to you as to who he is real quick. And this is audio, and then he's going to explain the OSHA laws right now, because for an employer or for the federal government to mandate anybody or the state governments to mandate anybody to wear a mask, it violates federal law. Listen to this.
Hey, friends. Dr. John Diamond here. I'm a former OSHA certified combined entry specialist instructor with American Electric Power in Columbus, Ohio. I just want to let everybody know who's living in a state that a governor is requiring them to wear a mask, that this is a violation of OSHA law, and that neither your governor nor your employer has the authority under OSHA law to require you to endanger your health by wearing a mask. Let's look at the OSHA website.
If you go to OSHA's official website, United States Department of Labor, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and you look up standard number 1910-134, what you're going to see very clearly is it says that paragraph D23 of the Respiratory Protection Standard considers any atmosphere with an oxygen level below 19.5% to be oxygen deficient and immediately dangerous to life or health. To ensure that employees have a reliable source of oxygen, with a content of at least 19.5%, two different paragraphs of the Respiratory Protection Standard require employers working under oxygen-deficient conditions to provide their employees with a self-contained breathing apparatus or a combination full-face piece, pressure demand, supplied air respirator with auxiliary self-contained air supply. Then it says, in the preamble of the final respiratory protection standard, OSHA discussed extensively its rationale for requiring that employees breathe air consisting of at least 19.5% oxygen.
Now go online and listen carefully.
Kenny Larson demonstrates for us what happens to the oxygen levels under that mask.
I'm going to do a little test here today. A lot of people are saying they're...
So, folks, again, OSHA law stands against what the federal and state governments are trying to mandate today. Okay, it endangers your life to force you to wear a mask. Okay, that's your option. Okay, you can call them Big Brother all that you want, but they need to back off. They work for me. I don't work for them, period. When I make reference to Article 2, Section 4, listen carefully, of the U.S. Constitution, the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office. This includes the president of the United States, okay? The president, the vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and or conviction of treason, working against the people that they're supposed to actually serve, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. That's Article 2, Section 4. Okay? Just making clear as to what I'm saying here. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Judgment in cases of impeachment for the smallest of infractions, friends, shall not extend further than to the removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. So, friends, I hear this continuously. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Well, are your politicians lying to you? Yes, they are. Then convict them, impeach them first, and then prosecute them secondly. Don't sit there and act like they've been given some special permission of impunities concerning the laws that they're violating. They're not demigods. They haven't been given some sort of congressional immunities when it comes to the laws that they're supposed to uphold. I mean, what do you think of a cop that violates the law, friends? He needs to be removed. So then, does it apply to politicians as well? And it's up to us to do this. If not, these are the sort of things that are going to be thrown down on we the people in this country. And they're going to continuously push it, and they're going to push it, and they're going to push it until you're completely stripped of your God-given rights. It was interesting. We've all heard this. It's for your safety, right? Did you know that that was the slogan that the SS used to further strip the people of Germany to stand up against the likes of a dictator wannabe named Adolf Hitler? Did you know that? Folks, do your homework. You need to understand what is being played out here. But here's the resolve. People are, and here's the good news, people are taking it to their said representatives, and they are confronting them, but it needs to go further than confrontation, friends. It needs to go to impeachment and then prosecution. If that message is not sent to your said representatives, you're only encouraging and enabling the next guy to do the same exact thing. So, with that said, folks, there's always going to be someone that's going to stand up and say no more. We had another one, a young man, about 22, 23, 24 years old, take it to a congressional hearing. He took it right to the senators. He took it to their face as to what they needed to hear concerning the voice of the American people. And when he brought it to them, friends, I got to tell you, one guy reported, he left a comment and he said, I almost felt like standing up and saluting him. Well, listen, without further ado, I want you to hear this for yourself. Listen to this young man confronting corrupt politicians in your government today. Check this out, friends.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and senators, for providing me an opportunity to address this important issue. I want you to imagine for a moment that you are an employer and you've got some problems with your employees. When you hired these employees, they promised they would do exactly what you asked of them. But once they got the job, they became a nightmare. They stopped listening to you and started using the job to line their own pockets. They took the company credit card and racked up more debt than you could afford to pay back. They became so obsessed with keeping their jobs that they forgot to do their jobs. And after all that failure, all that disappointment, and all that incompetence, your employees came to you and said, "We deserve a raise." If you're a reasonable person, that should make your blood boil. And yet, that is exactly what it feels like to be an American taxpayer. The first three words in our Constitution are, "We the people." It's written larger than anything else because the framers of that document, the architects of our republic, wanted to remind you at all times who's in charge. We the people. We are your employers, and you have an obligation to listen to us. So I come to you with a message from the American people. We demand term limits for members of Congress. In fact, according to the most recent national polls on the issue, 82% of Americans want term limits. That includes support from 89% of Republicans, 76% of Democrats, and 83% of independent voters. This is not a left or right issue. This is an American issue. In fact, term limits could be the only issue with support from both President Trump and former President Obama. Now, there was a time about 25 years ago when Congress was debating this. Nearly every opponent of term limits up here had the same rebuttal. Experience, experience, experience. We need experience to do this job right. If only you leave your Congress member in office for decades on end, he or she will become such a policy expert that all our problems will be solved. In hindsight, that was one of the worst predictions ever. This system is broken. Congress has given us $22 trillion in debt, the longest war in American history, a broken health care system, a broken immigration system, a tax code written by lobbyists, an explosion of money in politics. Worst of all, too few here have the courage to address these problems because the only focus is on getting reelected. That's why it comes as no surprise that Congress has a 14% approval rating, and 60% of Americans say that they would fire every single member of Congress if they could. Congress is less popular than traffic jams, root canals, and hemorrhoids. You're beating head lice, but the lice have asked for a recount. Unfortunately, elections alone cannot fix this problem. Not because voters like you guys so much, but due to the nearly unbreakable power of incumbency. At the same time members of Congress publicly claim elections are free and fair, they secretly deploy every trick in the book to keep power. Incumbents get $9 in special interest money for every dollar that goes to a challenger. And if incumbents are having difficulty raising money, not to worry, they're allowed to send campaign-style mailers at taxpayer expense. That's to say nothing of all the free media and name recognition politicians naturally get just for being in office. The incumbent advantage creates a barrier to entry for everyday Americans without the connections to fund a campaign. It is the case for term limits. Elections may, in theory, be.
Folks, we'll finish this up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Citing new coronavirus cases at detention facilities for migrant families, the federal judge overseeing litigation surrounding protections for undocumented minors in U.S. custody ordered Immigrations and Customs Enforcement to release children the agency is holding with their parents or legal guardians. U.S. Judge Dolly G. of the Federal District Court of Los Angeles gave ICE a July 17th deadline to release all minors who have been in the agency's custody for more than 20 days. G., who oversees the government's compliance with the Flores Settlement Agreement, which governs the care of minors in immigration custody, cited the first coronavirus cases among the migrant families ICE holds at its three family residential centers. The agency is currently holding approximately 124 children with their parents or legal guardians at the three detention facilities in Texas and Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a landmark hate crimes bill passed by state legislature earlier this week. The new law mandates enhanced sentencing for defendants convicted of targeting a victim because of their actual or perceived race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender, mental disability, or physical disability. This would mean additional prison time or fines on top of sentences for the type of crime for which the defendant was convicted, such as assault, manslaughter, or murder. A federal appeals court ruled that the Trump administration acted unlawfully when it transferred $2.5 billion in military construction projects to build parts of the wall at the southern border, a blow to the administration's efforts to fulfill President Trump's signature 2016 campaign promise. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the administration illegally went around Congress in reappropriating the funds. It ruled on a suit brought by a coalition of border states, including California and other environmental groups. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I thought we were going to get that done during the last segment. This young man, about 22, 23, 24 years old, confronted the senators during a congressional hearing, Mr. Nick Tombolidze. And boy, friends, this is what the American people need to learn. Either you're going to succumb to what's going on here, or else you're going to fight it off. Learn from your forefathers. Read the Declaration of Independence. Again, three-quarters of that documentation is our forefathers saying no to a man that would not be ruled by God. They were the ones that coined the phrases, friends, that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin. Look at the national slogan, friends. What is it? It's a picture of Pharaoh and his army being overtaken by the waters that the Lord brought back upon them, protecting the children of Israel going through the Red Sea. With a blast of his nostrils, he split the sea. Folks, you got to know a little of your history as to what's going on. But you have some people that are fed up with what's going on, and they're beginning to emulate their forefathers, probably in many cases unbeknownst to them. But let's go back to this young man confronting the senators during a congressional hearing. By the way, it was Ted Cruz that he was addressing. And there were several other senators during that hearing. But it's interesting, folks. He didn't flinch in the face of what's going on because he knows that he has to stand up and fight for his future because the older generations have let him down. They've allowed this. They've encouraged this. They've enabled, the older generation has enabled these politicians to stay there for 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 years in some cases. Folks, enough is enough. Let's listen to the rest of that audio. Concerning this young man confronting the senators. This is great. Check it out.
Congress is less popular than traffic jams, root canals, and hemorrhoids. You're beating head lice, but the lice have asked for a recount. Unfortunately, elections alone cannot fix this problem. Not because voters like you guys so much, but due to the nearly unbreakable power of incumbency. At the same time members of Congress publicly claim elections are free and fair, they secretly deploy every trick in the book to keep power. Incumbents get $9 in special interest money for every dollar that goes to a challenger. And if incumbents are having difficulty raising money, not to worry, they're allowed to send campaign-style mailers at taxpayer expense. That's to say nothing of all the free media and name recognition politicians naturally get just for being in office. The incumbent advantage creates a barrier to entry for everyday Americans without the connections to fund a campaign. It is the case for term limits. Elections may in theory be capable of dethroning incumbents, but that isn't how it works in the real world. Congressional incumbents have a 98% reelection rate. That probably explains why Congress looks more like a country club than a melting pot. It's predominantly made up of lawyers and politicians, and is disproportionately old, white, rich, and male. Term limits would give us a legislature that better reflects the diversity of our society. The message long-term incumbents send to young people like me seems to be, we want you just close enough to the political process to help us win, but don't get too close and take our jobs. The American people have lost confidence in this Congress, and for good reason. We routinely see abuses of power. 18 months ago, it was revealed that members of Congress were secretly using taxpayer money to settle lawsuits, some for sexual harassment. You still haven't disclosed how our money was spent and on whose behalf. So term limits is a check on arrogance, it's a check on incumbency, and it's a check on power. It's a way to restore political courage while bringing fresh faces and ideas to Washington. As Ben Franklin said, for the rulers to return among the people was not to degrade them, but to promote them. As Kanye West said, no one man should have all that power. Here's the dilemma we face. Over 80% of Americans want term limits to happen. Donald Trump and Barack Obama want it. It is being blocked purely by the self-interest of Congress. If this were a trial, you all would have to recuse yourselves because there is a colossal conflict of interest. If term limits pass, you won't stay in the limelight forever. You won't be the center of attention, and some people might even stop laughing at your jokes. You'll have to become ordinary citizens. And that is, my friends, the entire point. We're asking you to do what's right and listen to the people you represent. It's time to bring the gravy train into the station, end the reign of career politicians, and give Congress back to the people. Please support Senate Joint Resolution 1 for term limits. Thank you.
Man, see what's happening, friends? The younger generation's having to stand up and do what the older generations have left off. That's just the truth of the matter. Matter of fact, yesterday I was doing an event in that of northern Minnesota. And I want to reiterate the point, and I want you to listen to me carefully. A business owner had to open up shop so we could bring in 100 and less people so we could have church. And church we had. I just want you to understand what's going on here. Okay. After the event yesterday, I went through my whole program. What I do wherever I go, regardless if it's TV, if it's radio, if it's a high school, if it's a college, if it's a church, it's a prison, it's all the same content. If you don't know where you're if you don't know where you came from, you surely don't know where you're going. So I have to give them that information. I have to lay that foundation. At the very end of my program, I tell everybody that, listen, I'm not here to give you a gloom and doom message. I'm here to tell you that we can do this, but we are the ones that have to do it. And right at the end of the night, what do I get? I get some individuals coming up to me telling me it's impossible. And I said, well, we serve a God of impossibilities. That's what makes him God. We have to look outside of the ceiling that's been placed on us, because Scripture is clear when it tells us that we're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. Matter of fact, it was the same God that said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. See, they don't believe, yet they call themselves believers. Friends, the American church is representing a defeated God. I want you to know that. A God of their own making, because it is not the God of the Bible. So, when I begin to ask questions to people that lay doubt, oh, and by the way, no surprise here, the people that are questioning what has been done, not what we're going to do, but what has done, are the older generation. They're the ones trying to lay doubt. They're the ones that are trying to lay defeatism. Why? Because they themselves didn't test or know or try the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Jesus said, friends, in contrast, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. Well, it's interesting because at the end of the book of John, the chapter, the book of John, it talks about how if all the books in the world, folks, were to be written, what Jesus did through his miracles could not be contained. And yet it was the Son of God that came and told us, listen, greater works will you do than I did. Hey, folks, when I listen to these older folks that throw doubt and unbelief, they throw their defeatism on me. It's like water that goes down a duck's back. It really is. I can't stand it. I have to shun it. I have to push it off. And by the way, I have to give them the word of God that condemns their inaction. Because faith without works is dead. Period. Listen to me again. The American church, friends, is representing a defeated God. They are representing a defeated God by serving the tyrants more than the God that they say that they believe in. And I want to tell you this. It's a God of their own making, not the God of the Bible. I also want to make a couple other points here, friends. When dealing with people that are continuously trying to justify the unjustifiable concerning their generation's inactions, concerning we, the younger generation that has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. It's interesting to note, friends, when I have conversations with people like this, I always have to go back and ask them the question, why is it that you call yourself a believer, but yet you don't believe? You know, it reminds me of Numbers 14 when Joshua and Caleb were told by God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to go get the good of the land and grab some of it, bring the fruit back, and show the children of Israel that it can be done. Do you know what happened when Joshua and Caleb came back? After the Lord told them to do that, and they obeyed the Lord. The Bible says that they had a different spirit because they wholly followed the Lord. They met him on his terms. They brought the fruit back, and the Bible says that they wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb. And it's exactly what the younger generation is up against. In every one of these audios that I just played for you a couple of moments ago, friends, they're from my generation and from my generations under. Okay? I'm a part of the generation that has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I trust God, I believe God, and I break in the limits, and I am not going to denounce or deny Jesus Christ and what he said when he said, greater works will you do than I did. He's not a man that he should lie, Scripture tells us. You know, another conversation I had with some of these people, friends, were, you know, the succumbing that's going on here. And how they talked about how they were, you know, baby Christians, this, that, and the other thing. And they were talking about how they were sinners and they kept focusing on the enemy. And I had to tell them, wait a second. Greater works will you do than he did, first of all. Number two is this. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Okay? The Bible tells us that's in 1 John 4, verse 4. And then when you go to Romans 5:20, it says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Okay, so let's get off that. And number three, you keep magnifying a defeated foe. Yes, there is warfare. That's why there's an Ephesians 6. Yes, that's why we have a shield and a sword and a helmet and a breastplate. Okay? Yes, that's why we have our feet shod with the readiness of the preparation of the gospel of peace and our loins girt about with truth. Yes, that's why we have all that, because we have a foe to war against. But keep in mind, our foe was defeated over 2,000 years ago, and my Jesus, the captain of my salvation, told me that we've been given all power over the works of the enemy. Folks, there's a lot of false converts out there, and there's some real converts out there that need to be given the Word of God, because there's still too many hirelings in the pulpit that are trying to keep the rest of us down. When you're born of the Spirit, friends, I'm telling you what, you are breaking out of the box. I love the analogy and I love the parable. If you throw two dogs into a caged ring that are set to fight to the death, which one's going to win? I can tell you. The answer is the one that you feed the most. We got to show them to feed on the bread of life, not on the system of the world. And surely, friends, not taking that which the hirelings, the succumbers, and the underachievers are throwing their way neither. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to YouTube, join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click us on, join us on live chat to the right. If you want to call us at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Doing an event in northern Minnesota yesterday. I want to reiterate the point again. A business owner opened up shop so we could have church. I don't know how many people were there, but I believe it was less than 100 in that small community. But I thank God for every single one of them that were willing to take a stand against tyranny. I said during the beginning of the show, if you just joined us, that it's interesting because I was exposing COVID and the whole coronavirus scam that's being perpetuated criminally by politicians and the mainstream media today by force. Not a one of them came in with a mask. Not a one of them did. And I said, well, where are your masks? And they all said in unison, some of them did, we don't believe it. We don't believe it. Folks, there's the voice of America right there. We don't believe it. But the media keeps inundating you and pounding you to the ground that everybody's doing it. Oh, you should see what the mainstream media is doing now, friends. Oh, my goodness. I seen one this morning. Whoever wrote the article should be jailed. I'm not even kidding you. It was ABC News. And it was talking about how all of the states are now required to wear masks. Notice the word play again. It's not law, it's required, right? Except for. It said except for. They want to belittle opposition. This is the Saul Alinsky tactic, friends. Polarize and demonize. Friends, this is what they do. Except the four, they said. Baloney! Baloney! They want you to believe they're useful idiots. They're propagandists, friends. They should be jailed. It's criminal what's happening here. And I'm telling you what, it's getting more to my craw now than it ever has before. Talking about some of the conversations I had yesterday, clearing the air. The American church is representing a defeated God, friends, a God of their own making, not the God of the Bible. You know what they talk about in unbelief? I'm sitting here saying, wait a second, I live on the other side of that unbelief. I live in faith. Maybe if you get your eyes off the storm and focus yourself on Jesus Christ, maybe you can walk on water too, by faith. Right? Faith. And where does that faith come from? It comes from Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. It's our job as preachers to kick the hell out and get the heaven in. Where is that? Also, I shared with you during this last segment as to some of my conversations that I had with some of the people. There's some, just a few, by the way. And there's always one to sure to come up to me and try to knock out what Jesus put in me, but you know what? They're fools for their pains, to say the least. You know, another one of the conversations is, too, you know, Bradley, this is the new norm. The new norm. The masks. The new mandates coming through totalitarian government. That can be your new norm. It's not my new norm, because I've been living the same way that I've always lived. And this is all coming because of the perpetuated fraud being implemented through the country concerning the, again, contrived and exaggerated virus. Hey, folks, think about this. Not only did the American church shut down when the world needed them the most, right? They're called to be repairers of the breach, Isaiah 58:12, but they've also taken unto themselves the deception being promulgated by ill-designing men. Read Ephesians 4:14. Read it when you get a moment. So what do these professors do? These are some of the conversations I had to pull the rug from under them, okay, and give them scripture, okay? What do these professors do? They begin to parrot and emulate the deceivers and taking them for their word rather than God's word. This is what I'm up against. This is what real Christians in America today are up against. These pretenders, these hypocrites, they begin to parrot and emulate the deceivers and taking them for their word rather than God's word, who is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23, verse 19, by the way. These people are feeding on the word of liars and con men, and then have created the God that looks and acts just like themselves. Exodus 24. It's a commandment not to do what they're doing. See, I hear about the new norm like I did yesterday. That is now upon us by these professors, not realizing that it is their obligation and duty before God to maintain the possession that our forefathers have bestowed upon us through their sacrifice. 2 Corinthians 5:15, Hebrews 13:7. We're to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. Okay? Listen, we're not commanded by God to be moved by the spirit of the world. We're told to hold to our principles in ever-changing times concerning the word of God. Do you remember Matthew 7, 24 through 27? Listen carefully. Here's the parable. Straight out of the mouth of the Son of God, who's alive forevermore. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and here it is, here's the key, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended and the floods came, just like we're seeing right now. People on live chat are right now talking about the storm. We're in the storm. But we as eagles have to fly in the eye of the storm and fly above the storm so we can receive from the Lord what it is that we're to bring to the people. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not. Why? Why didn't it fall, friends? I'm asking. Why didn't it fall? It didn't fall because it was founded upon the rock of God's word, the rock of ages, right? Then he goes on, and here's the foolish ones. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And what does the Bible say? And it fell, and great was the fall of it. What we have in this country are those that are nothing less than deceivers. And the Bible says, be not deceived, right? There's hearers of the word and there's doers of the word. And what did he say right before that? Be not deceived. The doers are blessed. The hearers that do nothing are cursed. Period. Again, I'm here to tell you, friends, scripturally, that people that promote doubt, unbelief, and defeatism and conformity to this fallen world are those who are succumbing to the world and are not overcoming the world through Christ. Again, Romans 8:37, 1 John 4:4. They're reproachful and should be ashamed of what they spew out of their wicked hearts. What they continuously spew out of their wicked hearts. Jeremiah 17:9. What does that say? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Bible says for a man to trust in his own heart, he's a fool. How many of these professors trust in their own heart and they trust more in con men and ill-designing men than they do the Word of God? What a reproach. That reproach will surely fall back upon themselves, and hopefully I'm helping that process without sarcasm. Folks, no wonder why nobody listens to these guys. No wonder why they've become a joke in this country and into other countries. A proverb, a byword, right? Because they are, in fact, preaching a different gospel that is in contrast to the gospel of Jesus Christ. All of this is a lack of Christianity. 1 John 2:4 says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. If you look at 1 John 2:6, it says that if we say that we abide in him, then we ought ourselves also to emulate him, copy him, follow him, the Christ. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Is that what's happening? Nope. Remember, friends, the word of Jesus and the words of Jesus. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. I can't find any of his apostles. I can't find any of his prophets. I can't find any of his teachers, his pastors, or evangelists talking doubt. Okay. And I'm talking about in their regenerated state, once they were born again. No, no, no. They were carriers of the faith, because greater was he that was in them than he that was in the world, right? Because the kingdom of God is within us. How is it that people say they're born of God, and yet they act like the spirit of the world? Okay? And keep in mind that there is those that are born of the Spirit and born of the flesh. And keep in mind that those that are born of the flesh, they prosecute or persecute those that are born of the Spirit. And I want to tell you what, that Spirit is alive today. Just like in any other time, what you're going to see in this country is you're going to see the Lord continuously allow the judgments to fall upon this country, and you're going to continuously see more and more of a falling away from the faith. And you're going to see them for the goats that they truly are and that they've always been. Because when the test comes, the trials come, the fire comes, they'll be the first ones out of Dodge. They love Jesus so much that when they get a half an opportunity to disobey him and join back to the spirit of the world, they're the first ones to go. And I remember, right, if I'm correct, John Bunyan's book, Pilgrim's Progress, those guys are called pliables. Yeah, they are. How does it end for them? Not good. Hey, folks, we're going to come back after this hour, coming up to hour two. How controlled is the mainstream media's presidential narrative? Did you know that there's 1,104 individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America? How many have you heard from? Two. We'll be right back.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.